Morning OM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. Unalakleet residents are still without drinkable running water. The Unalakleet Water Treatment System is still out of order as city crews search for a leak in a transmission pipe. So far, the leak has not been found. NSHC's Environmental Health Director, Kevin Zweifel, says last week crews repaired a water transmission line with a major blockage. They got water flowing back into the Unalakleet treatment plant, but there was still significant loss of water in the tank. In the meantime, the city is pumping water directly from the slough. A boil water notice is still in place for the community. And White Mountain is attempting to avoid a water problem. Last week, the only circulation pump in the city water distribution system failed. Circulation pumps keep water moving through the system, so the community has been turning to other measures to prevent pipes from freezing. NSHC Environmental Health Director Kevin Zweifel says the pump failed last Thursday night and shares an update on the water situation.
So water is still flowing. They've had a few minor freeze-ups that the city has been able to address and get thawed.
Zweifel says in the meantime, the water plant operator has been adding heat to the distribution system. Residents have been advised to keep circulation pumps on at their houses and to use more water than usual to keep water circulating and prevent freeze-ups. Zweifel says the White Mountain circulation pump failure may seem insignificant, but the threat is what it could develop into.
So it's just one of those issues that has the potential of becoming a bigger issue, especially if we had a really cold snap or something like that.
The city ordered another pump last Friday. Zweifel says he expects the circulation pump to be up and running later this week. Nome Public Schools Board of Education has announced three final candidates for the superintendent position. The three candidates are Robert Bolin, who serves as the principal in Savonga, Steve Gast, the current Nome interim superintendent and director of personnel and special programs, and Lisa Stroh, who is presently the superintendent of Blaine County in Montana. The finalists will be interviewed in Nome April 24th and 25th. The community will have an opportunity to meet the candidates in a forum to be held April 24th at 6 p.m. in the Nome Elementary School Library. The Board of Education expects to choose a new superintendent following interviews and discussion. The new superintendent is expected to begin work on or before July 1st. The Nome Common Council passed a resolution last night authorizing the City of Nome to proceed with removal of the Rustler Konica from the Port of Nome's Inner Harbor. The resolution states that the city manager is authorized to add this removal to the current Lulu barge removal contract with Q Trucking Company. This adds an additional cost of $26,556.25. The City of Nome seized possession of the Rustler Konica on January 24th of this year after the vessel's owner, Mike Benchoff, had violated port tariffs. Benchoff has now accrued fines totaling more than $87,000. In other business, the council approved an amended resolution declaring five properties as fire and health hazards and public nuisances. An amendment to the resolution provided an extension until August 1st for removal of 300 Mettler Way. The other properties scheduled for abatement are numbers 102, number 104, and number 716 on Front Street and 212 East 1st Avenue. Owners have until July 1st to remediate, demolish, or remove their building. The next regular meeting for the Common Council is scheduled for April 22nd. The North Slope's three major players say a proposed oil tax overhaul should lead to more investment and production. Representatives of BP, ConocoPhillips, and ExxonMobil Corporation testified before the House Finance Committee on Monday. The committee is hearing SB 21, which would change Alaska's oil tax structure. The company representatives say the latest version of SB 21 would be a huge improvement over the current tax structure. Damian Bilbao, head of finance for BP Alaska, called the proposal a game changer and said if passed, the state could expect to see a shift in activity within 1 to 2 years. Nome's Evan Booth won the Archie Ferguson Willie Goodwin Memorial Snow Machine Race in Kotzebue this weekend. This is his first race win since taking the Nome Golovin in 2004. The memorial race is 220 miles. The course starts in Kotzebue, goes up the Kobuk River to Kiana, heads across the pass to Selawik, veers towards Norvik, and roars back down the river to Kotzebue for the finish. Booth says his Polaris battled high headwinds, side winds, wind drifts, and rough trail to get the win.
So about half of it was a really choppy, not a lot of snow, so that made it a little bit rough, a lot of bare tundra showing here and there.
Booth was gunning for the finish line for most of the race because Kiana's Alvin Morris was breathing down his neck.
He was giving me a run for my money actually for two-thirds of the race until he had a mechanical where he was kind of running head-to-head and had to definitely keep on my toes with him.
Booth rode the Archie Ferguson Willie Goodwin Memorial Race in memory of his late son. He placed first with a time of 2 hours and 41 minutes and took home a $6,000 purse. Jarvis Miller took second in the open class with Jared Walker only about 1 minute behind in third. Brad Rich placed first in the 600 class, while Wally Carter Sr. won in the Fancool class. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is up $14.50 an ounce to $1,588.20. Silver is up 70 cents an ounce to $28.10. Zinc is at 86 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived at 8:46 and is expected to depart at 9:42. It is unofficially one below outside the KNOM studios, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.